Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just went back to the break room to get coffee and looked out of the window, and there is a very dark, massive thunderstorm out toward the airport and Metairie and Kenner. You might be in that right now. If you are in that thunderstorm or any other thunderstorms, just a couple of quick reminders. If you turn your windshield wipers on, would it be too much trouble to ask you to turn your lights on too? Could you do that for us all? And even if it gets really heavy, you're not supposed to turn your hazard flashing lights on. That's supposed to indicate that your vehicle is disabled. And if you feel like you have to put them on because it's so dangerous out there, then just pull over on the side of the road and don't drive, okay? Hey, did you hear what Pope Francis said? I mean, I love this guy. I don't agree with everything, but I really do like the new Pope. Pope Francis said to a gay man, this is really controversial. He said, quote, God made you like this. I believe that, but not everybody does. Because if God made people that way, and this is not really our discussion, I just thought it was interesting what the Pope said. If God made people that way, then people would be more critical of God than the fact that they believe some people choose that lifestyle. And they don't want to be critical of God. They want to believe. There are people who want to believe it's a choice. And while there's no scientific evidence to back up either side yet, there does seem to be mounting evidence that it is not a choice, that you are born that way, and maybe one day we'll find that information out. But this homosexual was having a conversation with Pope Francis at the Vatican because he was a whistleblower in the clerical sex abuse scandal in Chile. And last month he met with Pope Francis to talk about that. So, you know, here's this guy who so many people would condemn, and he was the victim of predatory priests. So if you're just tuning in, we were talking about how New Orleans officials are in Atlanta now, making a bid to host Super Bowl 2024. I'm going to be really surprised if they don't leave that meeting with some kind of initiative that if you want the Super Bowl in 2024, you got to do some major renovations to the dome. And I'm just not really sure what major renovations need to be done. I mean, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome seems to be fine, but this is the mentality, in my opinion, of the NFL. It seems like, to some degree, they use extortion tactics to make cities and states and NFL owners build new stadiums, I guess as a monument to the teams, a monument to the league. And if you get a new stadium or if you do major renovations to your stadium, you've got a better shot at getting the Super Bowl, even though the Mercedes-Benz Superdome is totally adequate, very, very adequate, and it's in the best city to host a Super Bowl. So it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. President Trump made some remarks at the swearing-in ceremony of the new CIA director, first time a female has ever led the CIA, Gina Haspel, and here's a part of what the president said. Now, as you know, President Trump has not always embraced the intelligence community, but here's what he said today about the CIA. If you would like to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. What have you learned over the weekend or heard or read, either over the weekend or today, about the school shooting in Texas that makes you think we can do more to stop school shootings? What if guns had biometrics? Biometrics use available technology to make certain, kind of like with your phone, to make certain that any gun can only be fired by the owner of that gun. It deals with fingerprints. You know, there's technology with your phone. You put your fingerprint on the phone and it opens up the phone for you. Somebody else's finger can't open the phone. So is this a viable idea, biometrics? Now, it's my understanding that guns with biometrics are sold in Europe, but not here. I mean, the technology is available. But this is something that the NRA seems to have been a little bit ambiguous about, and it's not happening. Why wouldn't this be a good idea? I mean, it certainly isn't going to stop all crimes, but if I buy a gun, nobody can steal my gun and use that gun. And if you think about all the murders that are committed by guns that are stolen, wouldn't this kind of take away that problem? Now, I mean, look, I'm sure somebody's going to find a way to hack into a gun. So it's not perfect. But this thug, this punk, this deranged person in Santa Fe, Texas, he got his dad's guns. Now, depending on how he got those guns, maybe we hold the dad accountable. Because as a gun owner, you're responsible for securing your guns, period. And I'm for holding parents accountable when they leave a gun out and a kid picks up a gun and kills his or herself or kills or hurts somebody else. I mean, that is the parent's fault, in my opinion. And yet we somehow seem to be reluctant to want to blame parents. But what about biometrics? Because if these guns had biometrics, then the high school student could not have used his dad's guns. And what about the idea of school uniforms? This has also come up as a possible solution for students, sneaking on campus with guns. Now, if you had to wear a uniform, what would stop this kid from wearing a trench coat? He wore a trench coat, and he hid, apparently, a shotgun. That's my understanding. So if you wear uniforms, how's that going to solve the problem if somebody wears a trench coat? Now, it might be easier to recognize somebody who doesn't belong on campus, who's on campus, if they have uniforms. But I'm not a fan of uniforms. I don't know that solves the problem, but yet many of you probably think that uniforms would be a good idea. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And this is really, really sad to me. Students from the Santa Fe High School, well, this part is good. Students from the Santa Fe High School went to a mosque to remember a fellow student. And I'm sure a lot of them were Christians. And I so applaud them going to a mosque. But here's what's so sad. There was an exchange student from Pakistan who was killed Friday morning at Santa Fe High School. Do you know how dangerous Pakistan is as a nation? Do you know how dangerous it is? I mean, I've never been there, but I read, I hear, I understand how dangerous Pakistan is and how dangerous some of those cities are. So here's and countries. So here's this guy who comes from this country where violence is even more prevalent than here. He comes here as an exchange student, and what happens? He gets shot and killed at school. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870. Text number is 870-870. Essence Fest this year is going to feature Ms. Janet Jackson. That will be epic. Here's a text that says, Scoot, you're funny. Biometrics is not going to do nothing. A 15-year-old kid now can reprogram that within an hour or two. Has becoming a responsible parent ever crossed anybody's mind? Well, I agree that is the number one thing that needs to be done, responsible parents. But there are people who have their guns stolen from their cars. They're irresponsible gun owners if they allow that to happen. And so if there's biometrics, then in theory, nobody else could use the gun. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. It's never been the same since video games. Is that true? I had a long, long email. I'm not going to have a chance to read this all in the air today, but I had a long email on my emails from the radio station. The subject of it is hypocrite politicians whining about fake violent video games. And it's from a listener who listens to this show every afternoon. and says that it's ridiculous to blame violent video games. And they've heard me talk about that before. And this is something that has come up with the shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. And I don't believe it. Again, it's a really convenient, easy way to say, oh, that's the problem. And, you know, we're all searching for the problem. But I just don't think it's fair to blame violent video games. By the way, I made a mistake by talking about the student who had been killed from Pakistan, the exchange student. It was a female student, not a male student, so I do want to correct that. Here's an update on our Pretty Most opinion poll. Do you support biometrics for all guns sold in America? 75% say no, and 25% say yes. Here's a text that says, I'm a member of the NRA, and I have never heard anything about them being opposed to biometrics on guns. But be warned, the technology is not as far advanced as you think. I have it on my safe, and it doesn't always work. Well, that's interesting. I think it's something that would help. But again, there are people who will oppose any change whatsoever. It's not nothing is going to make everything 100% safe. Nothing. But would biometrics help? I've got a text here that says school uniforms would cut down on bullying, in my opinion. I remember being bullied because of clothes when I guess I was in about the 7th or 8th grade. And I went to a private school, and I went to a private school with a lot of kids that had a lot of money. And I don't know how my parents got me in this private school, but we didn't have money. And I was made fun of because I couldn't buy expensive clothes like the other kids had. And, you know, I learned to deal with it. And we learned to deal with being bullied. But you know, look, being bullied is a problem. But so often it seems like the default idea is, well, you know, we've got to stop bullying. Well, that's not even going to be possible. And when you get older, you're going to run into bullying in the workplace. So you kind of have to learn to deal with it early in life because it's never going to leave you. So just learn to deal with it. And even though it is relentless because of social media, you still got to teach your kids to deal with it. From Slidell, Byron, you're on WWL.
Good afternoon. I wanted to comment on how you stop this school shooting.
Okay.
You have to fast track the trials and the appeals of the shooter if the shooter doesn't commit suicide. Then they have to be judged guilty and executed by firing squad. And mm-hmm. a firing squad should have as 5 bullets a person and should have as many members of the firing squad as the number of people that they killed. And it has to be a televised public execution.
Yeah, I don't think that would change anything.
Well, let's try it for a while and see.
Well, we have this thing called the Constitution that we kind of have to follow. At least we try to follow it.
Well, we have to make the law to make it fit. You want to stop it, you have to do something unusual just to get some.
But Byron, but do you think this guy who did this in Santa Fe, do you think that any of these people, do you think they really think about the consequences?
No, I mean, but after a few of us see the consequences, a few others that might have done something might change their mind.
I mean, I understand this point of view, and you're not alone. People share this point of view with you. I think it's a little bit simplistic to think that that's going to change the mentality of somebody who is determined to commit these kind of acts.
Well, I don't think you're interested in finding some way to stop it.
Well, I am, but I want to be realistic about it.
Well, I'm talking realism.
All right, Byron. I mean, it's one thought, public executions. I mean, look, if I thought that would work, I would certainly support it. And maybe it would work on some people. Maybe it would. But the people that commit murder in New Orleans and around the country, and the people who are guilty of these school shootings, don't you think they understand that there are consequences? Or they just don't even think about the consequences, or they think it's not going to be, or the consequences simply don't matter. Do you think that, like, 78-year-old man who shot Big Lee, the towing guy, on a Saturday morning, mid-morning, Saturday morning, He got aggravated with his neighbor, who apparently they've had this feud going on for 10 years. Do you think that 78-year-old man did not realize that there were consequences? Well, he didn't think about the consequences. He was driven by passion. And I know we're all desperate to find solutions, and it seems like it would work, because if you saw it, if you saw a public hanging, a public firing squad, if you saw a public execution, you'd go, "Why, man, if I saw that, boy, I'd never commit a crime." Well, the question is, would you commit a crime now? No, if you have the mental ability to process consequences, then I don't think it has to be that severe of a consequence to stop you from doing what you might do. Judge from Slidell, you're on WWL.
Yes, Scoot?
Yeah.
I firmly believe people would think about firing squads and public execution if they were seen one. As long as they've never seen one, they're not going to think about it. I'm a firm believer in capital punishment. This kid here, I don't know what his reason was, but he didn't want to die. He kept asking him, "Don't shoot, I surrender. Don't shoot,
well, that's right. And apparently it was his plan to commit suicide, but then he chickened out and didn't.
Well, of course he chickened out once you think about suicide. You know, people that's been in the service and killed people, they have a different attitude about life than people that's never fired a gun at anybody and killed anybody.
But that's to suggest that those who have not been in the military and have never killed anybody with a gun don't understand consequences. And
they don't.
And they do.
They bleed in hearts.
No, that's not true, Judge.
Oh, I think so. Well, I'm 81 years old. How long have you been in this world?
Long enough.
Okay, well, I was taught from little up, well, you kill somebody, they're going to execute you.
So was I.
You know, I mean, it was no if and and.
But I was taught that you don't have to be in the military to understand that consequence.
Well, then, let me ask you a question. How many people you know that was in World War II? Have you ever heard them talk about their experiences? No.
I have.
You heard them talk about their experiences?
Well, not about shooting people, because they don't talk about that. Look, I've got to get to a news break, but I'll try to continue this conversation when we come back. If you're on hold, stay with us. I'm Scoot on WWL. We'll dedicate this song to the shooter in Santa Fe, Texas. Well, that's what they should have done. Yeah, some people should be taken away before they can commit crimes. So this caller from Slidell was talking about how you have to be in the military or have killed somebody with a gun to really understand, and I'm going to disagree with that. And then the conversation is turned toward public executions would be a deterrent to crime. And I don't know. Would it be? I'm not so sure. The death penalty has not been a deterrent to crime because people who commit these crimes don't think about the consequences. If you have the ability to think about the consequences, then you wouldn't commit the crime. Some people would, but in most cases, you wouldn't commit the crime. Then there are those who I guess they're just hit by such passion or rage at the moment that they don't give a damn about the consequences. If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. Here's a text that says, Scoot, we, 60-plus age group, played Cowboys and Indians, Tarzan, etc. Fantasies were part of childhood movies. Today's fantasies are from violent video games. As much as I hate to admit, my grandchildren occasionally play out such until we as parents correct them. Kids are suspended from school for playing out these fantasies. School shootings are perpetrated by fantasies. Well, I understand the point, but you said the right thing when you said the parents step in. And when the parents step in and do their job, then it doesn't care what the violent video games show. And if violent video games did have this power to turn people into killers, then when you consider the millions and millions and millions and millions of people that have played violent video games for decades now, And I, look, relative to the world that we live in, they've been violent for a very, very long time. This is not a new thing. And they get more violent because of the violence that we see in our society. I mean, there's more violence on the news now than there ever was. So in the context of the times in which we live, there have always been very violent video games. With all those people playing all those violent video games for so many, many hours, it's logical to think that there would be more killers than there are today. From Slidell, Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. In the last half hour, you talked about that they may have to renovate the Superdome to get a Super Bowl.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised because this is how the NFL seems to act.
Well, before the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana renovate that dome, spend a dime in it, because I'll never get a ticket to the Super Bowl because I can't afford it. They need to fix the sewage and water board in the city of New Orleans. They need to fix all the streets. They need to fix the roads in the state of Louisiana, which is probably the world's worst. I was in Mexico last week, and that bad roads are better than our good roads. I mean, I'm serious. You know,
that's sad.
That's just terrible. I mean, you know, they talk about that new airport we got. Well, we were in the Cancun airport. That airport makes the city of New Orleans look like a second-class country. I mean, it's a dump. You know, I mean, what I'm saying is before the state of Louisiana spends any money on that Superdome for, you know, get another Super Bowl here, that the normal citizen in the state of Louisiana couldn't afford to go to if they wanted to go to. You know, no, spend money on the things that need to be done.
Terry, I think that's a good point. But, you know, nobody's putting pressure. Nobody put pressure on the last administration. Nobody's putting pressure on the city from the outside to do something about the sewage and water board and the drainage problems. But there might be pressure to renovate the dome, even though the Mercedes-Benz Superdome is more than adequate.
Maybe say, you know, the electricity went out the last time. Maybe the next time they get here in 2024, we'll have one of them afternoon downpours and the whole city's flooded where nobody can get to the Superdome. And then they might do something about it. No, don't waste no money. I mean, let Rita the Benson and the Saints, they get money from the state. Let them do the dome. Why don't you, the taxpayers, pay for it? And if they do it, I hope they make it where it has to be the vote of the people of the state of Louisiana. And I guarantee you, it'll never pass.
All right, Terry, I'm glad you called. I mean, a lot of people feel that way. But when tax dollars are spent to generate even more revenue for a city and a state, then it's justified. But doesn't this point out what's really important? Because nobody's pressuring this city to do anything. Well, of course, from the inside we are, but nobody is threatening to pull back business. I mean, what if the tourism of New Orleans was threatened if we didn't do something about the sewage and water board and the drainage system? It would change. I guarantee you it would change, but that's not a threat. So that's why it has not been a priority. It was never a priority until August 5th of last year. And look, the rain Friday, even if the system is perfect, we're still going to have some flooding because no system that we know of, I mean, it would cost billions and billions and billions. And I guess it's considered to be not worth that amount of money to make us that efficient when it comes to drainage. But if we have a system, it should be working properly. And there were so many things that were wrong with the system on August the 5th. And the system worked pretty well on Friday, but there was just so much rain that it couldn't keep up. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. Remember that episode of Seinfeld where they were, you know, doing the Frogger game? And George was taking the Frogger machine across he was trying to get through traffic. What if some kid imitated that and got hit by a car? Would you blame the kid or would you blame that episode of Seinfeld? You see? It's really not fair to blame entertainment. And if your kid, look, I've told this story before, but when my son first got Grand Theft Auto, I taught him what was right. Because there was a moment there where you could beat up the prostitute and take the money back. And I simply told him that you don't beat up prostitutes and you don't take the money back. That's just not the proper way to do it. If you're on hold, stay with us. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. We talk about all this stuff, and I still think it's a wonderful world, isn't it? Or is this song totally ironic because of all we have to deal with?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.